Why are there seven aliyahs on Shabbos? How did it come to be seven and not another number? Why three aliyahs on Monday and Thursday and not another number? Lee from Manila, Philippines. The Gemara Megillah on Chaf Aleph and Chaf Gimel discuss this. It says that the basic three on a Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha and a Tainus Tzibur on a public fast day, we only call up three aliyahs, is Keneged Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, or corresponding to Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. The Medrash says, corresponding to the three Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then we add, according to the importance of the day, and extra things that the day includes. For instance, on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, where there's also a Musaf, we add another Aliyah, that's four. On Yontif, where there's also, besides a Musaf, there's also a prohibition to work, we add another Aliyah, five. On Yom Kippur, there's a prohibition to work, and it's Chayiv Kares, so we add another Aliyah, six. And on Shabbos, where working is liable to a death penalty of stoning, there we add another aliyah is seven. The Gemara also says that the three aliyahs on a regular day are correspond to the three officers, Shomrei Hasaf, who guarded the king, and the five are the five who saw the face of the king, and the seven from the other seven that saw the king. And Rashi explains this is an idea of royalty. When we read the Torah, we are reading God's Torah, and we want to give the honor of the king. So we do kingly honor, which is three, five, and seven.